For those familiar with the original Star Trek series, this sound is unmistakable. It's a tricorder. Spock or McCoy could point it at anything and instantly know its chemical makeup, or see hidden objects, or diagnose diseases. A replica tricorder sits in the office of Terra Physics founder and president Jerry Marini. As a fan of all things retro and a physicist and entrepreneur, Marini was inspired by the tricorder's pretend powers.
And so when we started working on terahertz devices, the first thing that came to my mind is we're building the world's first real-life Star Trek tricorder.
He says it may not be science fiction much longer.
We're not building the tricorder itself. We're building the engine that drives it.
The engine is a credit card-sized, high-power terahertz generator, technology that's eluded scientists since the 1960s. Marini offers to show me the clean room where it's made.
We're going to go in, right?
Okay.
If we're going in,
we have to suit up.
We have to suit up a little bit. It's not too bad.
Okay.
I need a hairnet, booties, the works. So while I'm suiting up, here's a little background on terahertz waves. Light is a spectrum. On one end, you have high-frequency X-rays. On the other, low-frequency radio waves, like the ones your radio antenna is capturing right now. In the middle of the spectrum is visible light that you're looking at right now. People have made use of practically every part of the spectrum in one way or another, except the terahertz frequencies. T-rays, as they're called, fall between the heavily utilized wavelengths of infrared radiation, think night vision goggles, and microwaves, think ovens or advanced radar. But the equally promising terahertz range has up until now been relatively inaccessible through existing technologies. That's called the terahertz gap.
I wouldn't describe it as a gap, but it is the spectral region which certainly has had the least attention, the fewest man years applied to it.
Frank DeLucia teaches physics at Ohio State University, and he is a pioneer in the field of terahertz research.
And so I think simply there are a lot more virgin territory here to explore and a lot more virgin things to find simply because it's not been worked on very much as a function of time. And part of the reason for that has been it has been difficult and expensive to build sources.
And DeLucia says the practical, portable terahertz source that Jerry Marini is about to show me is a significant jump forward.
So I'm going to zoom in on this thing.
Marini brings a small section of an inscribed slab of metal into focus.
It's a perfectly fabricated gold helix sitting on a very thin diamond sheet.
The gold coil is half as wide as a human hair. Marini says the tiny gold and diamond terahertz generator is based on decades-old technology married to today's nanofabrication techniques.
It's a vacuum tube, but a very modern-day vacuum tube, not unlike the glass vacuum tubes that are in my guitar amp at home. Just a much cooler one.
It took Marini and his team 10 years of long nights to get it to work, an event they quietly celebrated.
I have a bottle of 25-year-old Macallan Scotch in my office that I bought 7 years ago, and we went out there and opened it up.
Terra Physics announced the breakthrough last month.
It's a paradigm shift.
Elliot Brown is an expert in terahertz technology at Wright State University in Dayton.
Because it would enable a whole class of new experiments that have not been conducted to date or have not been conducted well to date because of the lack of power in that frequency region.
Brown sees enormous potential for the Terra Physics device, especially in biomedical imaging. In his lab, he uses T-rays to detect skin cancer, to diagnose burns, and to analyze DNA. In Cleveland, at Terra Physics, Marini sees the potential of his device to identify chemicals, even at a distance.
In that frequency range, you can unambiguously identify molecular species because most molecular species in that frequency range exhibit what we refer to as resonant signatures.
The terahertz spectrum can also see through clothing and paper packaging. It's being tested in next-generation airport scanners to detect hidden objects or even the chemical signature of bomb material. T-rays are being used to link computer systems through high-bandwidth wireless, also in secure communications and data transfer. Other uses include inspection of paint and coatings, even uncovering art forgeries.
It's this unique area within the electromagnetic spectrum that, you know, shows so much enormous promise for so many different applications and really hasn't been tapped up until now.
The list of potential uses for terahertz devices sounds like science fiction, but one Cleveland company and researchers across Ohio may soon make them a reality. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Jeff St. Clair.